Here with head coach Ryan Poole, after the Terriers clinched their second straight Patriot League regular season title with a 12-11 win at number 9 Army. And coach, just want to get your general thoughts on today's game.
Yeah, I thought it was an unbelievable college game. I mean, it was just two teams that, two great teams that went blow for with each other. A lot of credit to Army, great coaching staff. They're strong everywhere, and we knew that. We knew that they were, great defensive team, one of the best defensive teams in the country. Certainly have players on the offensive end stepping up. Face-off game's terrific. And, every time we would cut the lead, they would score a goal. And then we finally get the lead and they score off the face-off. So it was just a great college game. Their goalie was outstanding. So just, can't give those guys enough credit. But, what an effort from the BU guys. I don't know if we were timid in the beginning, but I just don't think we were playing as hard as we needed to play. Army came out with some great energy on their senior night, and statistically, put us on our heels a little bit. 23-5 in the first half, ground balls, dominated faceoffs. Forced three failed clears of us. So we kind of just hung in there and made enough plays to keep the game close, and then we kind of regrouped at halftime. I thought we played a great second half. I really did. I thought, we were more consistent with our effort. Kind of swarmed some ground balls, made some big defensive stops. Garber made key saves, and then the offense kind of got going. And, Coach Slips has them really humming on the man up and got three critical goals. And I think we scored at the end of the other two that maybe didn't count statistically, but we're certainly influenced by having that extra man. And just our fifth year stepped up, our senior stepped up. It was just a really impressive win.
Yeah, talk about some of those seniors. First, Thomas Niedernhaus, a real great individual effort to get that game winner with about 2.5 minutes left to go.
Yeah, we knew they wouldn't, or tried not to slide. So that's kind of their MO. So, knew we were gonna have to make some individual plays, and Needs had two beautiful goals where they didn't support the ball, and he was able to get underneath and then make a great individual effort and throw a couple fakes and then finish over a really hot goalie. So obviously the game-winning goal, which we needed. We only had two leads in the game, and it was nice to get that goal and get the lead with three minutes to go.
And then right after that, you go man down, and Garber makes an unbelievable stop to keep the one goal lead.
Yeah, he made the saves that he needed to make. He made some key saves, made another save on 90. And, he's one of the best shooters in our conference, probably the best shooter in our conference. So, the fact that Garber kind of stared him down and made that save, and then certainly the man up. I'm not sure what number it was, but, a 10-yard shot, huge save, and then a huge ground ball by Pimo. I thought Pimo was incredible. Just all over the field, making great plays, taking the ball away, getting key ground balls. He was great in our 10-man. So, I just thought he might have been the best guy on the field.
Yeah, he had that great cause turnover and ground ball that set up the possession to get Niedernhaus the yep. game winner. And all year it seems like he's come up with the, when you need a big play, he's a guy to do it.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal just on the ball. He's, intimidating and a presence and has great feet and great awareness. And then, certainly he can put the ball on the ground and just got some critical, tough ground ball. I mean, Army guys draped all over him and be able to get the space and make the play and have us retain possession. So, and then I thought Vince was great. I thought he was really in control, two goals, three assists. So they shared the ball great. Obviously, the big man up goal in the fourth quarter to give us our first lead was big. But, everybody deserves credit. I mean, this was a program win. This was a team win. Somebody from the coaching staff, I thought the defense played great. I think Coach Latz had them ready to go. And then, the offense has been outstanding. Coach Filippo has just done a phenomenal job with that group. And, I thought we battled the faceoff X as well, Coach Moreland.
Yeah, and then kind of lost in all this, but a great moment is Vince Dialto, 200 career points, the second guy to do that. Obviously, team win, but for Vince to get that individual accomplishment, and only two guys have done it, him and Timmy Lay, talk about kind of what that means for him and his career.
Yeah, he's just a great player. I mean, Vince is, I think he's the best offensive player in the league, and it just showed it tonight, going against a really tough cover, and guy, just 2 weeks ago did a wonderful job on CJ Kearse, one of the best players in the country. And, Vince gets his 5 points and, gets everybody involved and had a couple other really good scoring opportunities. Just he's a great player and played great tonight.
And then finally, we get to host the Patriot League tournament. 5-0 at home this year. You know, how important is it to just forget about not having to travel and being able to, you know, sleep in your own bed, but just the home field advantage that Nickerson provides?
Yeah, Nickerson's been we're asking all the alums to come out and all the fans to come out. We've had great support over our last two games. You know, we're going to play it on Thursday, you know, or Friday, excuse me, playing Friday, you know, come out, support us. But it's been a huge home field advantage. Crowds have been great. The team feeds off the energy, and, you know, certainly we're very comfortable in Nickerson.